Hello and welcome to the Print Podcast. I'm Taranum Khan, Senior Copy Editor. Today's report is by Anand Kochikuri. On 12 March, Union Home Minister Amit Shah was in Thrissur, Kerala's cultural capital renowned for the Thrissur Puram, an annual festival. The first agenda on his itinerary was paying floral tributes to Sakthan Thampuran, a former ruler of Cochin with whom the city is closely identified, at the Vadakikara Palace. After presiding over a BJP core committee meeting at the Joyce Palace Hotel in the afternoon, Shah met with prominent influencers and community leaders. As dusk set in, Shah arrived at a public event at the iconic Thekkinkadu Maidan and a 65-acre canopy in the middle of the town with the stunning Vadakkunathan Temple in the background. A crowd running into a few thousands was firmly seated in the arena when K. Surendran, the BJP state president, got the proceedings underway with a speech. A couple of minutes into it, Surendran was interrupted by a loud cheer from the crowd when actor Suresh Gopi made a fashionably late entry. Gopi, who performed creditably in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections and tipped to stand the best chance of making the lotus bloom in Kerala, was the next to speak. He reiterated his now famous "E Thrissur Ennuku Venam," give me Thrissur, to thunderous applause, and followed it up with Amit Shah ji, "I would be equally glad to contest from Kannur too if you were to give me the go-ahead," which sounded a bit odd to the audience in Thrissur. Cut to 18 March. Thellicherry Archbishop Joseph Pamplani was speaking at the conclusion of a farmers' rally organized by the All Kerala Catholic Congress at the Settler Farmers Township of Alakode in Kannur, where he made an open offer. "These settler farmers will raise your sorrow of not having a single member of parliament if you fix the support price of rubber at ₹300. One cannot be certain if Gopi's wish to contest from Kannur had anything to do with the Archbishop's offer, but it has since come to light that this speech was preceded by a district BJP delegation calling on the prelate at his headquarters a couple of days prior to the event. The BJP has been on a downward slide in Kerala lately. After polling 15% with ally Bharat Dharma Jan Sena in the 2016 assembly polls and maintaining that figure in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, it was down to 11.3% in the 2021 assembly polls, also squandering its lone seat in the state in the process. When Amit Shah came to Kerala in 2016-17, he had expressed confidence in reaching a critical mass by 2021, with a base of 15% which he noted as significant. One major reason attributed for the party's slide is K. Surendran's lackluster leadership. Surendran's emergence as the Hindutva poster boy during the Sabarimala protests had catapulted him to the top job, but his stint has since been mired in controversies and he lost much of his goodwill in the party's rank and file in its aftermath. His dwindling popularity is evident in the comment section of Kerala's most popular right-wing media outlet, the Shajan Karya Run Marunadan Malayali. Shajan's Karya too makes for a curious case study. A trained journalist with an unremarkable stint at the Syro Malabar Church promoted Deepika, Kerala's oldest daily. Skaria's career really took off only after founding the web portal Marunadan Malayali. The portal primarily caters to the BJP's base and is equally popular among the Syrian Christians of central Travancore. Coincidentally, the rightwards turn of a section of the community was coterminous into the growing popularity for Marunadan Malayali in the Syrian Christian belt, a chicken and egg situation. The decline in fertility rate has been bothering the Syrian Christians in central Travancore for a while now. The assembly delimitation in 2009 saw the Muvattupuzha Lok Sabha seat and other assembly constituencies in central Travancore ceasing to exist, while four fresh constituencies were carved out of Muslim-majority Mallapuram. In fact, the population census from 1951 to 2011 of these two communities in Kerala would be instructive, as it is inversely proportional. Migration is also a factor, as Christians generally immigrate to Western countries. Land which has sentimental value to the older generation is quickly changing hands. As for Kerala Muslims, who generally seek their fortunes in the Persian Gulf where permanent residency isn't an offer, they come back with their savings to invest in property. This change of ownership hasn't gone down well with Syrian Christians, who were the original landed gentry in central Travancore, leading to the rise of a wave of Islamophobia in the part of the world. The BJP has been engaging the Syro Malabar Church steadily in Kerala. It was the demonetization of high-value currency notes in 2016 that saw the church first reciprocating to the BJP overtures, apparently in a bid to protect its own financial interests. The land scam in the Ernakulam Angamali Archdiocese, the seat of power, further gave a fillip to the BJP's efforts. In fact, long before Archbishop Pamplani's offer, Cardinal George Alenchery had declared in 2016 that the BJP wasn't untouchable. The schism in the church in the wake of the land scam was also an opportunity for the BJP to get closer to the church's official faction, led by the cardinal. When Pala Bishop Joseph Kalarangat's narcotic jihad comments snowballed into a controversy, it was the BJP which came to his defense. The comments closely mirrored the BJP's, indicating how lines were increasingly getting blurred. The political stance taken by Deepika, the church mouthpiece, peddling soft on the BJP was also an indication of how far the party had progressed in its endeavor. The church's change of heart, despite the reasons mentioned above, may not have been all that straightforward. It seems BJP affiliates managed to make their way into the Catholic Congress around 2014, when the party assumed power in Delhi. A key figure in this infiltration is V.V. Augustine, who quit the BJP on the eve of the 2014 Lok Sabha election after serving it for nearly 3 decades, contesting twice to the Lok Sabha and once to the Legislative Assembly unsuccessfully. Augustine's 3-year presidency of the Catholic Congress from 2014 saw the organization taking pronounced right-wing positions. With the clout of the church and the community in the state administration on the wane, the Catholic Congress initiated talks with the blessings of Kanjirapalli Bishop Matthew Arakal to found a political party to cater to the community's interests. Bankrolled by Syrian Christian leaders such as George J. Matthew, a former 3-time Congress MLA and president of Kerala Congress, this movement has found itself aligning closely with the BJP in recent times. The print has learned. It is not enough for the clergy to identify with the BJP to harvest the community's vote. The laity too needs to be on the same page to accomplish that. BJP will have to keep working behind the scenes to widen the cleavage between the Christian and Muslim communities to accomplish it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with another episode.